Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Rev. Renee. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you here. We're going to be discussing Lesson 5 today here on the Best Hour radio broadcast. We're discussing A Course in Miracles workbook lessons, Lesson 5. You can find us at blogtalk.com/Course Mastery. You can find us, if you do a search for The Best Hour, on blogtalkradio.com. And you can also find us on our website and join our mailing list if you care to, and participate in part of our ministry at truthought.org. That's truthought.org. So before we begin the lesson today, let's take a brief moment, join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I am never upset for the reason I think.
This idea, like the preceding one, can be used with any person, situation, or event you think is causing you pain. Apply it specifically to whatever you believe is the cause of your upset, using the description of the feeling in whatever term seems accurate to you. The upset may seem to be fear, worry, depression, anxiety, anger, hatred, jealousy, or any number of forms, all of which will be perceived as different. This is not true. However, until you learn that form does not matter, each form becomes a proper subject to the exercises for the day. Applying the same idea to each of them separately is the first step in ultimately recognizing they are all the same.
When using the idea for today for a specific perceived cause of an upset in any form, use both the name of the form in which you see the upset and the cause which you ascribe to it. For example, I'm not angry at blank for the reason I think. I am not afraid of blank for the reason I think.
But again, this should not be substituted for practice periods in which you first search your mind for sources of upset in which you believe and forms of upset which you think result.
In these exercises, more than in the preceding ones, you may find it hard to be indiscriminate and to avoid giving greater weight to some subjects than to others. It might help to proceed the exercises with this statement. There are no small upsets. They are all equally disturbing to my peace of mind.
Then examine your mind for whatever is distressing you, regardless of how much or how little you think it is doing so.
You may also find yourself less willing to apply today's idea to some perceived sources of upset than to others. If this occurs, first think of this. I cannot keep this form of upset and let the others go. For the purposes of these exercises, then, I will regard them all as the same.
Then search your mind for no more than a minute or so and try to identify a number of different forms of upset that are disturbing you, regardless of the relative importance you may give them. Apply the idea for today to each of them using the name of both the source of the upset as you perceive it and of the feelings as you experience it. Further examples are, I am not worried about blank for the reason I think. I am not depressed about blank for the reason I think.
Three or four times during the day are enough. I am never upset for the reason I think. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence, and we'll have some conversation about this important lesson. Let's take another good deep breath. Well, you won't be hanging out with other course students very long before you'll hear somebody repeating this lesson. In fact, you probably won't be hanging out with us very long before you'll be hearing us repeat it, because this is a cornerstone, very simple affirmation of truth. I am never upset for the reason I think. And so when we look at our brothers and sisters or ourselves, anytime that we're upset about something, And this bubbles up in mind because we take these workbook lessons, we practice these lessons, and they become responses that we hear in our mind. We are learning a new language. And as we learn that new language, when we see something, that language begins to inform us. It begins to inform our thinking. And I personally believe that Spirit uses these true thought principles and when we are in situations to help us, because once we get these in our library of conversation, I'm never upset for the reason I think I am. Once I get this idea well planted in my mind, in my consciousness, unconsciously, it can be pulled forward, I believe, by my guidance system, by Spirit. But however it appears for me and becomes a part of my response to things, immediately I begin to withhold judgment. I begin to be more peaceful. I begin to be more forgiving. And I begin to be more free. Not unlike the lesson we talked about yesterday, how these lessons can start providing us with peace, as you said, peace of mind and freedom in our daily activities with our brothers and sisters and people that are near us, our spouses, our kids, our parents, you know, our bosses, whoever we're engaging with, right? I am never upset for the reason I think I am. And this is a very, very important lesson and has given me tremendous, personally, given me tremendous peace in my life over the years that I've studied A Course in Miracles.
Me too. This is a definitely a cornerstone, almost a meme, if you will. I am never upset for the reason I think. And, you know, truly, this one is a great interrupter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great interrupter, you know, when, you know, the ego mind, the mind of fear, when it grabs onto something, at least in my experience. So when I grab onto something, you know, kind of like a little terrier or bulldog, you know, grabbing onto something and just shaking my head with it, I'm pretty sure, I'm not pretty sure, I'm adamant. No, this is the reason I'm upset. And to have this as an interrupter of a thought system, of a way of being, is really disconcerting at times, but it also does lead to that peace. You know, to have this as a practice when I am in the middle of an upset, it's a cause for pause.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interrupter, and I think that that's really valuable. So it brings the awareness of the observer that you've been talking mm-hmm. about, that, okay, well, it also brings inquiry. So if I don't know, then it lends the question. Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm not upset for this reason that I think, then why am I really truly upset? And it opens to a spaciousness where those answers can come forth in a new way. Thus, you know, here we are at the beginning of a year interrupting a habit or a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I really love about this, in fact, I felt some emotion, and I think I was reading this part that, you know, the upset may seem to be fear, worry, depression, anxiety, anger, hatred, jealousy, or any number of forms, all of which will be perceived as different. This is not true.
Mm-hmm.
However, until you learn that form does not matter, each form becomes a proper subject for the exercises. So think of the form, you know, I'm upset. I think I'm upset because I have a cold. I think I'm upset because I have cancer.
Mm.
Like, there's no difference, and form doesn't really matter. And then this goes to the beginning. If you happen to also be reading the text from the beginning, you know, that there are no order of difficulties in miracles.
That's right.
And so there's no big or small. And
yeah, that's the first principle of miracles.
Yeah. So that's kind of what that reminds me of, is that I can get really caught up in what the form is. And what the drama is, you know, I'm not angry at, you know, so-and-so for the reason I think, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's because of this drama. I think it's because they did something to me, but no, It's not. Mm. You know, so it's a great interrupter.
Yeah, indeed. I want to point out two words that are really important that I'm just kind of bringing this forth. I know we're only on the fifth lesson, but the last two words, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, that it's the thinking self. And the first four lessons, we were talking about the thinking self or the ego mind, and we were talking about that we give everything all the meaning that it has, mm-hmm. really, that mm-hmm. thoughts are things. We've had some conversation around it. We said, okay, the mind is split, and mm-hmm. it's the ego self and then the higher self. And we believe that our ability to think is monumentally important, right? But those last two words attached to this this affirmation of truth are very subtle, mm-hmm. right? But notice, it's I think. Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm thinking, right, I'm being a separated egoic self. And so he's really very subtle in how he teaches this. He said, but I'm never upset for the reason. Mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. because it's the thinking in the first place mm-hmm. that's causing us to be upset. Going back to the previous lessons, I'm giving meaning to something. How am I doing that? By thinking, right? I'm painting the world with definition, with meaning. And we've learned in the first four lessons, I don't know what anything means. So I'm upset because mm-hmm. I'm thinking, or I'm upset because I'm believing the thoughts I'm thinking about something. Mm-hmm. So I can go back to the previous lesson and quickly see, wait a minute, I don't know what anything means. So that lets me off the hook, and it helps us to let go of the idea of being upset when we realize that we're doing it to ourselves. We're allowing a thought system, a thinking self, that's incapable of making judgments, but determined to do so. Mm-hmm. We're allowing it to determine our state of mind, mm-hmm. right? And the value that we give everything, mm-hmm. and our ability to withhold, you know, judgment of value. Mm-hmm. So those are two words right there that are really subtle, but extremely important. As you continue to work through A Course in Miracles, remember, we're talking about a thought system here, right? And this thought system of the ego mind is about seeing the world through the eyes of the separated self, the thinking self that sees itself separated from the thoughts, quote unquote, of love, right? Mm-hmm. And so those thoughts even seem like they're not our thoughts, that they're separated from us, like we've separated ourselves from that thought system, or if you will, the thoughts of God, the voice of God, love itself. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't mean to spend too much time on it, but it is an important, I think, important part of our discussion at this early stage to just keep in mind. It's the thinking self that we're really looking to examine mm-hmm. and to observe. I am never upset for the reason I think. A very powerful, positive, true thought statement. And so it is.
And so it is.
God bless you, mighty companion. Thank you for hanging out with us today. We love you. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send